If this election made anything clear, it may be that there's a very large divide between rural America and urban America. Most rural voters cast their votes for President Donald Trump, while the vast majority of people living in major cities, especially on either coast, voted for Democrat Hillary Clinton.
But that divide goes beyond the ballot box. A new study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows a striking gap in health between rural and urban Americans. The show's Lauren Gilger is with us for more on this. Good morning, Lauren.
Hi, Steve.
So let's take a step back. How many people are we talking about when we say rural Americans?
Well, according to the CDC, about 46 million Americans. That's about 15% of the population.
And what are the health disparities?
They are vast. The CDC says that rural Americans are at higher risk of death from heart disease, cancer, unintentional injuries, and stroke.
And what's behind that?
So to begin with, the CDC says rural Americans tend to just be older and sicker than people who live in cities. There are higher rates of poverty in rural areas of our country, and fewer people have access to health care or health insurance. So I spoke with Dan Dirksen about this. He's the director of the Center for Rural Health at the University of Arizona in Tucson. I reached him on Skype, and he told me that poverty has a lot to do with this as well, and the effect of poverty has ripple effects on the health care network in rural communities.
In rural areas, there's often not the job opportunities that there may be in other areas. The jobs that tend to be available may not pay as well as other jobs that might be available in a more urbanized setting. And there may not be, if you are employed, the employer may not offer health insurance. One of the things that happened in our state, we've added about 600,000 Arizonans to Medicaid since 2014. And another 200,000, 185 to 200,000 that enrolled and are paying premiums on our federally facilitated marketplace. So what happened is we about halved our uninsured in the state, and that really helped these safety net rural health providers and clinics and hospitals because it dramatically reduced their uncompensated care, what's also called charity care. When you have more people covered and there's a payment source, it tends to help keep a healthy bottom line for these facilities and the health providers in these rural communities to continue to take care of people.
Dirksen also says the opioid epidemic in our state has hit rural communities really hard, but he thinks Arizona is taking a proactive approach to try and stop the rising numbers of heroin-related deaths. Another big challenge facing rural communities is that there just aren't enough healthcare providers in them. So to talk about this, I called Dr. Carlos Gonzalez to talk more about it, and he runs the Rural Health Professions Program at the U of A, which works to get medical students into rural areas for training with the hope that they'll stay there and work in those areas in the future. So he spent much of his career before coming to the U of A working as what he calls a frontier doc in Patagonia, Arizona. It's a small town south of Tucson. He says the problem for patients in rural communities is really simple. They're rural.
Often it takes them half hour, 45 minutes to get to my office, and then I evaluate them and call in the either an ambulance or an air ambulance, a helicopter. And then we have to wait for them to show up, you know, 20, 30 minutes, and then they have to fly off to the big city to get taken care of. So that golden hour that they often speak about for these acute problems is long gone. And so what ends up happening is the patient has these major problems that if they were in an urban center, they could deal with quickly. But that's also the deal with it because they would prefer to live in a rural setting rather than an urban setting.
Right. But first off, you say this is proximity.
It's proximity. Then the other component is lack of insurance. Even with the Affordable Care Act, it's high deductibles. Often people get the insurance that they can afford, and what they can afford has a high deductible, so that even if they do have insurance, you know, that deductible may be as high as $6,000-$10,000, and you know that'll break a rural family. You know, I could do a lot in the office, and I tried to do because I was a frontier doc. You know, I used to try and keep people out of the emergency room, and often had a couple patients at the back of the office that I was managing, trying to correct their problems so that they could avoid going to the hospital.
I've done some reporting in the past, though, on the physician shortage around the state. Do you think that affects this in any way?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of communities where, well, for example, Patagonia, okay? When I left there to come to the university, That was back in 2006. And up to this day, my old clinic is only open 3 days a week because they can't find a full-time doctor to go there. You know, and we need them in all fields. We need family physicians. We need pediatricians. We need internal medicine specialists. We need OBGYNs. We need surgeons. The next major deficit that's going to occur is having general surgeons in rural areas, because most of the general surgeons that are out there are about ready to retire. I remember a couple times spending 8 hours on the phone just trying to find a surgeon to take care of an acute problem. And all that time, you know, my patient's getting worse and I'm getting more and more worried. So, you know, that's a reality.
So I wonder, Dr. Gonzalez, when you spent all this time out there, like, why did you do it? Why did you want to be, you know, a frontier doc, like you call it?
I personally wanted to go there because I wanted to be a better clinician and use the old traditional ways of talking to your patient and examining your patient to determine how to manage your patient without technology.
That was Dr. Carlos Gonzalez, who spent 13 years working as the only doctor in the small town of Patagonia, Arizona. Now he's an assistant dean at the University of Arizona, where he runs the Rural Health Professions Program.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.